So we're kind of breaking format here a little bit because we have a very unique opportunity here in News Radio KMAN to, I don't know that we've ever talked with a governor in waiting. Jeff Collier is the governor in waiting. I've heard of ladies in waiting and, who else has been in waiting before? Coach in waiting.
Backup quarterbacks.
Something like that. Lieutenant Governor, still officially, correct?
Correct.
Well, we're delighted to have you joining us for our program here this morning. Jeff Collier on the phone. And this is, has this ever happened in the state of Kansas history?
Oh, yes. We've had several lieutenant governors move up to governor. Most recent history.
Mark Parkinson would be the most recent one.
But up for Captain Sebelius. That's part of the job.
That seems different, though, because we're in waiting because we don't have confirmation of Governor Brownback's new position.
The governor has been nominated to be ambassador for religious liberty. The Senate will hold a hearing and a confirmation process. Don't know the exact timeline on that, but should be sometime this fall.
So, Lieutenant Governor, should I refer to you as Lieutenant Governor? Is that the appropriate title right now?
I'd rather go by Jeff.
By Jeff.
Which is...
You're a real informal then type person.
Yeah. And...
That's kind of a cool concept in today's political society, isn't it, Jeff?
You know, you just got to be who you are. And, I'm a surgeon. I'm from Hayes, Kansas, though, and as a fifth-generation Kansan, we're all neighbors. And, we talk to each other on a first name, and we do what we can to help them. And so I enjoy it. I'm just very, very honored to be able to step in.
A lot of people may not be familiar with some of your background, and you say that you are a surgeon, and I think your specialty is the simple explanation of plastic surgery?
Well, most people don't know what we do.
Okay.
Here's what happened with me. Growing up in A's, and when you go to John F. Kennedy Middle School and Thomas More, you get very idealistic. And what I thought is, and what they really taught me is that we're here to serve. We're here to make a difference in other people's lives. And I got interested in service by looking first at, there's a physical side. Being a doctor would be a good way of doing that. There's a spiritual side, so that's really kind of something that animates us in these other things. And then there's a bigger picture, and I thought public service would do that. And so I got very committed to service. And as a doctor, I'm a plastic surgeon. I do craniofacial reconstruction. So it's not what many people think of as an all-cosmetic practice. But I work with people that have hand injuries or a baby with a skull deformity or a cleft or a lot of people with trauma. They've been in a car accident. They break a facial bone and do that reconstruction. Just growing up here, I started volunteering with International Medical Corps in different war zones around the world. In places like the Rwandan genocide, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, the Syrian border, places like that, and really saw the worst in people and the best in people. Seeing some of those things, and that service is just really important to me.
You entered the political field a number of years ago. You ran for from what I understand, U.S. representative, but you also were elected to be a state representative and eventually a state senator before Governor Brownback selected you to be his running mate, correct?
Right. I was in the Kansas House and Kansas Senate for 2 years each. I got my real start as an intern for Bob Dole and worked for Bob Dole and just that really set the sense of service. Then I ended up as a White House fellow working for President Reagan. And in President Reagan, that was a really important piece for me. It's where I really learned, you know, it's not that the glass is half full or half empty. It's if you have principles and you listen and you collaborate and you work with people, you can get 70% and keep on working and build. And so that was probably the most important lesson for me.
We're on the phone this morning on K-Man with Jeff Collier, who is governor in waiting for the state of Kansas, and we don't know exactly what the time frame will be when Governor Brownback will be formally appointed to that position after being confirmed by the House and the Senate. But he has been selected by Donald Trump for a position within his administration. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about what you have done in the office of lieutenant governor over the last 6 years or so.
Sure. You know, a lot of things that I think people don't see a lot of things that I do. And I've been very much talking and listening to people for a very long time. The notion of service is very important to me. And one of the things that we did is that we started a Lieutenant Governor Service Award for students. And what I've been doing for the last year is going around to high schools around the state of Kansas and really listening to students and teachers and, you know, administrators and parents. And what I've been able to do is see what's really going on with these kids is fantastic. And it's just one of those opportunities that change your perspective of if we work together, if we collaborate more, a leader listens and works with people. And what we're trying to do is listen to people and build on this. And Kansas has had challenges, and you know, we'll deal with challenges. I'm a surgeon. That's how we go about it. But we work with people, listen, deal with the problem, and you come to a point where you have healing. And in many ways, you have to look at this long term. Oftentimes for me, when I meet a kid for the very first time, they may be a day or two old, and we'll have a conversation with the parents, say, we want to work with you in the long run. I want to come to your daughter's wedding 20 years from now. And now it's starting to happen, but we're going to have lots of twists and turns, and they may need very specialized and different surgery, and I can't tell you exactly where it's going, but we're going to get to this path. And that's what I like, listening to people and working with them so we come up with a long-term plan, a long-term solution that actually works.
Jeff, Brady Bowman is one of our reporters, and Brady, you have a question for Jeff Collier.
I do, Jeff. If everything falls into place and you're going to be the new governor, what's going to be the biggest difference between Governor Collier compared to a Governor Brownback, or do you just kind of continue that path that Brownback has set?
We are going to change the tone. The tone needs to change in the state. And I am my own man, and I think people want somebody to listen to them, and I'm somebody who listens and works with folks very much. And as a leader, we're going to listen, we work, and you start working on long-term goals. And it's just who I am. I think people will discover that, yeah, I'm a little bit on the techie side. That's good. But my goal is what my dream is, that my daughters, that their future, they see their future is here in Kansas. And we're really vibrant in a state. I'm really passionate about Kansas. And that passion is, we really are the heart of America. And we have a number of things that is where the state is growing, and in other ways where, you know, we've got to deal with issues. And I want people to know they're going to have somebody that's very steady, a surgeon, but a leader that's going to listen to them, be very steady, and really work on what our long-term goals are.
You know, Jeff, here in Manhattan, where we have a community that's driven by education, and these are some chief concerns here not only in our community, but, you know, you refer to your daughters. I have a daughter that's a senior in college and is wanting to become a music teacher. And I will tell you that what I hear from her and other seniors-to-be that are entering into education to be teachers, they're very skeptical and very nervous about the future in education in Kansas. And it's been a political hot potato for far too long for most people. Do you think changing the tenor of the discussion is enough to right that ship?
You know, that's where we start. You know, I've been reaching out and visiting with a lot of people in the education community. This is a core foundational part of Kansas. One of the great things that makes Kansas a great state is having a good K-12 education system and a good college system. If we're going to have the workforce that we want over the next 5-10 years, if our kids' future is here, they have to have access to great education. And I'm very committed to that. And we're, in fact, a little bit later today, we'll be doing a press event with the superintendent of education in Kansas. And we're working on, you know, how do we collaborate more? How do we work more? But education is, you know, teachers change my life, and it's very important to me, and I'm listening and working with them. I'm very bullish. I think now that we're putting more money into the education system, let's go and get results. Let's let our teachers perform. Let's help them do that. Let's target, you know, our kids that need that. And so I'm just very bullish on that, because education was so important to me.
Brady?
Jeff, the words veto and override have been kind of a pretty common couple words here with Kansas the last year or two. I know Medicaid expansion was something that the legislature actually passed, and a lot of that due to the new makeup of the legislature. If that legislation came back to your desk, if you're governor, do you go with the legislature on Medicaid expansion, or do you also veto?
You know, here's what I'm telling, where I think we need to start is a new day in Kansas. We are looking forward, not looking backwards. And that's just where Kansans are. That's where I am. We're looking forward. We need Kansas solutions. Obamacare has been a disaster for Kansas. Everyone's insurance rates have gone up double digits. They've not gone down. They went up. And that cost to every individual, every business, has been huge. Another thing that's happened is the bureaucracy of medicine has gotten worse. I see that. I do a little bit of surgery. Don't have much time to do that. But what I see is my patients, they really want us to work together on a solution for them. And what we're going to have some opportunities. I've been to Washington, D.C. Several times, spoken with the Secretary of HHS and others. And we believe that there are a lot of issues that we have to deal with. How do we get doctors in Manhattan or Gove County or in Colby? How do we make sure that we have enough nurses? There are a lot of these issues, particularly rural hospitals, and we did a task force of rural hospitals and a number of suggestions that would really have a big impact. How do we transform healthcare? I think Kansans expect us to do the right thing, and they also know something as big as healthcare, it's not just one little thing. It is, how do we get Kansas solutions for Kansas community? And there are going to be a lot of those different things that we can do. And I'm just excited by the chance to do that, to be a part of that.
You don't think Medicaid expansion would help rural hospitals?
You know, what we have looked at is there are a number of issues facing rural hospitals. And what we're trying to do is help them in a lot of different ways. And where rural hospitals have had their funds cut, because Obamacare, Medicare dollars, not Medicaid dollars, but Medicare dollars to rural hospitals. And over the last 5 or 6 years, that has had a big impact with that. Washington, D.C. needs to change and return control to the state and let us come up with Kansas solutions rather than a one-size-fits-all Washington solution. I am hopeful that the Senate and the House will make another run at it, even if they can't succeed, but I think they can. We're going to deal with these problems. And how are we going to move our state forward on a lot of different issues related to health care? It's not just one little issue. One little issue doesn't solve the shortages of nurses and doctors. I'm just excited, and just being in the medical profession and living it and being with my patients, you know, I regularly deal with patients that don't have insurance, or their insurance got so expensive for them under Obamacare. How can we make it more affordable? And we're going to be working with Kansans on bigger solutions, and it takes time, but we're going to work on all of the steps, not just one or two answers.
Jeff, do you have time for a couple of more questions here before we let you go?
I think we have another minute here.
Okay.
Got to run here in just a second.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and wrap up our conversation then, because I'm sure that in the next, however, whatever the time frame is, that before you actually are take the office of governor, we'll have a lot more information on that down the road, I'm sure. But we certainly are gracious and very thankful that you would take some time to visit with us live on the air here at News Radio KMAN, and we'll keep following along with your ascension to the governor's office in Topeka. And I think all Kansans, you know, we want to wish our leaders well. We want them to be supported, and we want them to do a lot of the things that you had said. You know, you got to listen, and you have to act upon what you have learned from people. And we certainly hope that that is a trend that a lot of our elected officials take heartily.
Yeah, I really appreciate the chance to visit with you. And I look forward to having a lot more conversation. I think this is a great opportunity for people to talk and issues as they, you know, bubble around. Very excited, you know, how we can move this state forward. We've got great opportunities and great stories, and we have real challenges. Kansans need them, and we're going to face them, you know, face on and deal with them. And I think it's just a great new day in Kansas, and, you know, gosh, it can't be any more beautiful than today out there. But thanks for having me on.
Jeff, thank you very much, and we wish you well in your first initial very short term as governor, and then beyond. Jeff, thank you very much
for
your time.
Much.